Welcome to First United Methodist Church's worship service. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org to learn about in-person worship times at both locations. Worship will begin shortly. We are glad that you are with us.
Good morning, church. What a beautiful fall day this is to gather together to pray and worship God. It is great to see all your smiling faces out there. My name is Deacon Loretta Job. Thanks for that big smile. I'm a retired deacon who calls this church my church home. And this is, as you know, a church that wants to know God, love God, and serve God. And we do that in a great variety of ways. Just a reminder that our Redbird team left early this morning from here, taking the van down full of wonderful items for the mission down there. And so keep them in your prayers this week as they do their work down there. There are other opportunities to be in mission all the time, so check that connection card that came inside your bulletin. Fill that out. Check it. See, they change every week. I know people think, well, I don't have any changes. It's the same. But there's different things printed on it, so you need to take a look at it both sides and make sure you're not missing out on some great opportunities. There's also prayer cards in the pew backs in front of you. They're bright yellow, so they're hard to miss. This is a praying congregation, and so if you or someone you know is in need of prayer, please fill one of those out and put it in the collection plate as it goes by, and it will get to the prayer team and to the pastors. This morning, helping with worship is our Suzanne Everett and Tom Doan, as we have the choir here this morning for some beautiful music as well. If you are in need of Sunday school, it is time to go. We are back in our regular routine after some special weeks. So if you are not already there, head downstairs. The teachers are waiting for you. I have three announcements this morning. The first is regarding our trunk or treat on Sunday, October 20th. If you have not been to one, it is a blast. The kids have a fabulous time. People are so creative with decorating their trunks. It's a lot of fun, so please consider being part of that or donating food, candy for the things. There'll be lots to do, so talk it up, bring your grandkids, your neighbors, everybody is welcome. Our sign up for our Christmas musical, believe it or not, Christmas is not that far away, folks, yikes. October 15th is the deadline. If you are in, I believe it's second through eighth grade, if you would like to be a part of that musical, please get online and sign up or call Susan at the church office. And also on October 20th, so first we're going to do the crop walk from 1:30 to 3, which is a fundraiser that we do here every year. And Mary Kushner is going to be talking about that a little later in the service, so I'm going to let her talk about that. But come to crop walk. Either come in your costume and walk in your costume, and then come back for the trunk or treat, or run home and get your trunk ready and head on over so you can do both things in one day. There'll be plenty of time, and we'll love having you be a part of everything. Those are my announcements for this morning, and so I will turn it over to Susan, and we join in our opening hymn, Faith of Our Fathers. Please rise.
Oh, how our Father. morning. Please join me in the opening prayer. Lord of all, we thank you for the way you have blessed this church community. You have provided us with a building to worship and serve in, leaders to guide us in our faith, and friends to walk beside us. Guide us in faith as we work to build a place where future disciples can grow. In your name we pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Joe, and I'm here to talk to you about the stewardship program this year. But first off, I want to tell you why we're on video and why we're not there at church. If everything has gone to plan over the last 4 days, we're at Marshall University at homecoming, and we beat Appalachian State yesterday. If it didn't go to plan, we didn't beat Appalachian State. But I'll report to you back on that when I get back. But this year, the stewardship program is called Rooted in Faith. There are many things that we do at this church that sow our root into the community with outreach. So I'll just go through a number of things with you quickly. First, we distributed 85 quilts this year, given $72,000 to missions for partners, served over 80 meals through the Hungry Program at Grecian Island Restaurant, rehabbed one house, raised $36,500 for one van, and probably by this time, a second van. We averaged 325 people at worship. We have 34 new members. We have 96 new time guests so far this year, 25 plus students participating in youth group, 20 children in Sunday school a week, 24 students were scholarshiped into camp this summer. We did 10 baptisms, and we did 4 church and society justice products. We have 19 small groups. We have a young adult group with 15 people in it. We had 150 people attend the live nativity. 20 men attended the first retreat this year. We did 1,500 hours worth of Men with Tools hours, and we have 689 members. So I thought that's important to talk about. And one of the things that John and Lisa asked Paul and I to speak about is why we give at Brighton First United Methodist. And these are the reasons that we do that. So I wanted to talk to you first about Men with Tools. So Men with Tools is something I've been involved with for 2 years now. I guess I'm one of the younger guys that's in the group, but we have a real bond and relationship there. And there's 20 to 22 people every Tuesday that know they can count on each other. So that's good that we can take those men and those hours and repair and fix our church off. The other thing is, Paul and I had borrowed an idea about a Hungry program that we have at Grecian Island Restaurant. And that was a program that came together. We had $500 worth of seed money that was set for community missions. And since the inception of the program, it has all been self-funded by people in the church that wrote down on their giving card that they wanted to give to the Hungry program. So the next thing I wanted to tell you, and I'm getting ready to wrap up, and Paul is gonna get in here, is we have these estimate of giving. This is last year's card. We have estimate of giving cards. Last year we had 185 turned in versus 173 in 2022. Our increase in giving this year correlates directly to those extra estimate of giving cards that came in last year. So the hope would be we could have 15 or 16 more, maybe get to 200 and some. So it's very important. It only takes a minute. Nobody sees these cards. And it's just kind of, for me, it's if I write something down on a piece of paper, and I didn't do them the first year, if I write it down on a piece of paper, it's kind of my bond. So I'd ask that we do that this year in an even more robust way than last year. So, Paul, you want to hop in now?
I sure do. Hi, everybody. He forgot one of my favorite things, and that's VBS. So, your gifts help fund VBS for our community children. Not to mention, it's a lot of fun. And another way you can give is volunteer your time at VBS. It's a lot of fun. Trust me. Go Herd.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We're going to sign off now.
Scripture reading this morning is from Colossians 2, 7. Let your roots grow down into God, and let your lives be built on God. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Welcome back to worship. Pastor Lindsay, glad you're here. Welcome to our online congregation, and especially if you're visiting with us today. It is great that you are with us to worship. I want to welcome you to hospitality and fellowship time after church, where you can get some coffee and some refreshments and get to know our congregation. Thank you, Tom, for reading our scripture lesson for us this morning. Let's center ourselves in a word of prayer. Oh, loving and gracious God, we give you thanks for this gorgeous day, this beautiful fall season, as we look out and we see the leaves changing colors and we see the beauty of your creation. We thank you, God, for the gift of fall, the gift of the beautiful changing seasons, the gift of trees and the deep roots that they provide, and we give you thanks for your beautiful creation. Oh, Lord, as we have come to gather and to worship and praise you this day, we have come with both joys on our hearts and worries that are on our minds as well. And so, Lord, we come this day seeking rest and healing and wholeness. And we come, Lord, seeking your guidance and wisdom. May the words of Scripture speak to us as your disciples of Jesus as we seek to follow in your footsteps. May the Scripture bring about new insight and guidance for us this day that we can use it to apply it to our lives and seek to follow you. And so, Lord, I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts, that it might be pleasing in your sight. You, God, who we call our rock and our redeemer, and you, God, who we know you look upon us as your beautiful, beloved children, created in your image. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Well, I'm okay with microphones, but what I'm really terrible at is gardening. I am a really terrible gardener. I wish I could show a little bit of my terrible gardening skills. John received some fun potted plants for Father's Day, so a couple of different strawberry plants. The kids and I gave him some strawberry plants, and they were beautiful, and we looked forward all summer long to perhaps having, you know, strawberries and biscuits and, like, strawberry smoothies, but you know, nobody in the family apparently has great gardening skills, so it's mostly a wilted couple of strawberry plants in our backyard that we'll look forward to composting. I don't know. But we're terrible at gardening. But as I look out in the congregation, I know there are some amazing gardeners in our midst. Fantastic gardeners, beautiful gardeners that have delicious fruits and vegetable gardens and beautiful fall gardens, even with mums. And I know there's great gardeners because there's been generous people that have brought in fresh zucchini and squash and tomatoes into the church office throughout the weekday. And we've been recipients of seeing gorgeous bouquets of flowers around here. So there are fantastic gardeners in our midst, but I am not one of those people. Even with my limited gardening knowledge, I know that roots play an important part of the tree, of the bush, of the flower, of the plant, so that it can grow strong, and so that it can grow sturdy, and it can to produce that beautiful fruit and those beautiful flowers. And in order it to really thrive and that plant take off, strong and sturdy root systems are important. We often see the top part of the plant, but well below the dirt and the ground coverage there are these interlocking webs of roots in the soil. We don't see them, but they're a part of that firm foundation in order for it to grow up and be healthy and fruitful and thrive. Roots are important. Our scripture lesson, as you heard Tom read it for us, our scripture lesson this morning speaks of roots as well. Let's hear this verse from Colossians one more time. From Colossians 2:7, we read, "Let your roots grow down into God, and let your lives be built on God. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness." Let your roots grow down into God. So plants, every plant, right? We have these root system. And like plants, we also have roots within all of us. Thanks to other people that have been a part of our faith journey, we have these root systems of faith. Other people in our lives have helped influence our faith in God, have helped perhaps introduce us to a relationship with Jesus, and it's thanks to other people, other disciples, whether when we were little children or teenagers or in our adult years, other people have been a part of helping role model for us and grow us up and be a part of our root system of the faith. Who are those people for you? Are they Sunday school teachers? Are they your parents or grandparents? Are they the church grandmas and grandpas that were in the pews with you growing up? Who has been a part of your root system of faith? for kind of sharing stories this morning. Pastor John is sharing his stories at Whitmore Lake this morning about who has been a part of his root system and helping form him in the faith growing up. And as you think about your story and who's a part of your system, here's a bit of mine. Maybe you've heard a little piece of my story before. As you think on yours. So I'm a Nebraskan and a child of the 80s, and growing up in 83 in October, right around now in 83, my parents took me to worship and I was baptized. They forgot the shoes, but you don't need that. And in that beautiful baptismal gown, we're all ready for a baptism at 11 o'clock. In that great baptismal gown as a little tiny infant and baby, I was baptized by Reverend Ed Munden. And surrounded in that United Methodist congregation, that community of faith, they were a part of my root system from the beginning, where they took those baptismal vows so seriously to help raise me in the church and the Christian faith. Until one day I'd be old enough to profess my own faith in Jesus Christ through confirmation. And on that baptismal day, they committed to helping teach me Sunday school lessons and love me and raise me. That root system was taking off. I remember going to worship then, and on Sunday mornings, and we'd dress up in fancy clothes and black patent shoes, and off we would go. None of this casual sweatpants and t-shirts that you'll see my kids in. But then we were dressed into the nines in our fancy socks, and off we would go and head to Sunday school and to worship. And my brother and I would sit in the back and we'd fight just like my kids do in the front. And we'd eat Cheerios, but my kids have a way better Sunday morning snacks thanks to the hospitality. The generous hospitality here, and I'd pass notes with my friends nearby, and we'd wiggle and we'd giggle, and the root structure was growing. And we'd distract other folks in the congregation, I'm sure, but they made this commitment to help raise me in the faith as we distracted them. And so with other crying babies and wiggling toddlers and preschoolers, that's completely normal. We'd worship on Sunday, and the congregation helped to found roots not only within my faith journey, but within so many others. Roots were taken off, and I'm thankful. Then we'd head to Sunday school. Sunday school was actually before worship, and we'd sing songs, and we'd hear stories of Jesus, and we'd have the graham cracker snacks, and we'd look forward to those caring Christian adults every Sunday morning, and we'd sing Jesus Loves Me and by guitar or by piano. And I have no idea what the curriculum was. It doesn't probably matter too much, but we studied those stories of Daniel in the lion's den and Jonah and the big fish, and we learned about Jesus feeding 5,000. And we did all of this with, like, remember the awesome felt boards of the 80s and like macaroni necklaces. And we got to do glitter project because it was banned from my house growing up. At least it's banned from our parsonage with children. But we got to do all of that, and the root structure was growing. And then this time of year would come, and we'd start to think about Advent and Christmas. And when Advent would come, then comes the little children's Christmas pageant. And with great joy, we all would wear costumes. And they were caring Christian adults that were part of that root system. And we'd be sheep, and we'd be goats, and we'd be baby Jesus, and the shepherds, and all of that. Does any of my story sound familiar to yours? Perhaps. As you think about on who has helped grow and raise you in the faith. I was fortunate to grow up with two elementary teachers. My parents are public, retired now, elementary public school teachers. Mom was Montessori for a little while too, and I was so thankful for their upbringing, and they believed in education. And I was thankful to grow up in that middle class family where they were able to have the roof over our head and be able to have enough provide for food on our plates and bring us to church. And in their growing up and a part of their discipleship, they were formational and foundational. While we didn't always have a huge abundance, they always taught me that we had enough. There was food in the pantry, and there was food in the refrigerator, and we were even blessed with new shoes and some new clothes as we headed off to school in the fall and looked forward to a summer vacation. And one other thing they really instilled in me was to be generous. Generous. They weren't made of money, but they had enough. And these middle-class amazing parents of mine modeled what it was to be generous in their giving. Sometimes you probably scrape some nickels together. Teachers, you know what that's like. But they taught me what it was like to place the offering envelope in the offering plate on Sunday mornings. And probably some Sundays there was like the offering plate and some Cheerios that made its way in. And that's okay. I wonder what the counters thought of that. And they modeled generosity as a part of my discipleship. And the roots and the structure kept growing. Who is part of your root structure? Who is part of your faith formation and your faith foundation? Do you remember going to Sunday school or worshiping and wiggling as a little one? Do you remember placing the offering envelope in there and snacking on Cheerios? Did you have church grandmas and grandpas that mentored you and loved you? Or have you found your way into the church community as an adult? And who are those mentors and those role models and those people that have helped form you in the faith? Who is a part of your root system? Colossians 2:7 says again, let your roots grow down into God, and let your lives be built on God. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth that you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Who are your roots? What is your story? But the beautiful thing also is church, is we can think about our own stories and our own journeys and who has helped. We can probably name who has been a part of that. But do you know and do you realize that you're a part of helping lay the roots for others? The children that come into worship, the children that come into church, the youth that are a part of youth group, the building that you keep up and the space that you create, the worship that you provide, the mission opportunities that you help facilitate, you're a part of forming that root structure for others, forming them in the faith. When you share those baptismal vows and then covenant with parents, you are a part of impacting the next generation. So today is kind of a time of looking back on your own story. And it's a way of looking forward to how then are you going to lean in and be a part of the next generations and the generations we have right now. But how are you going to help grow those strong roots so that those may grow up in the faith and the trees can grow and develop and the fruit will one day blossom, or the vegetables or the flowers or the whatever, and you guys are going to be good at tending and caring for it. You won't be like my strawberry plant. But you're going to help tend it. Who's a part of your story? And whose story might you be a part of today that you hadn't even realized that you're a part of? Let your roots grow down deep into God, and let our lives be built upon God, and then faith, our faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught, and you will overflow with thankfulness. Today, I'm thankful for you. Today, I'm thankful for your passion and your callings and the way you're serving Jesus. Today, I'm thankful for your justice-minded advocacy. Today, I'm thankful for the small groups that you lead. Today, I'm thankful for the retreats that you go on. Today, I'm thankful for the committees that you serve. Today, I'm thankful for the new members that you're bringing in. Today, I'm thankful for the VBS kids that you bring aboard. Today, I am thankful for the way you're transforming this world. All of those amazing little statistics that Joe spoke about. Today, I am thankful because your generosity and your love is impacting so many people beyond the walls of this sanctuary and beyond the lives of those that are sitting in the pew. Your roots are going far and wide, and it is exciting to see what Jesus is doing through you. Let's pray. Oh, loving and gracious God, below the soil of a tree or a bush or a plant is this most amazing structure, interlocking web of roots. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for others that had built into us. And so, God, thank you for the privilege to think upon and remember those folks. But, Lord, thank you for the mighty, amazing, sometimes overwhelming calling to be a part of pouring into the lives of other people seeking to serve you in Jesus' name. Help us to impact next generations with our generosity and our grace and our faith, that together we might and we are transforming the world in your name. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen.
I love the imagery in today's scripture. It was nice to hear it several times so we could kind of grasp that beautiful imagery. So as you settle into a posture consistent with your prayer practice, I invite you to consider how your roots and your faith are growing. Let's pray. Lord of all creation, you put the world in motion. You separated the waters and the land and brought forth an abundance of plants, trees, and animals. You saw the goodness in the world and created us in your image. We thank you for the beauty of the earth around us and the comfort of this autumn season as the temperatures cool and the leaves change colors. We thank you for each person here and worshiping online. We extend a blessing to each one on our left and on our right and all over. We are grateful for the growing and learning we do together. As a community of Christ followers, our concerns are diverse. The hurts of this world are many. And Lord, we seek your intervention and inspiration. We share our concerns and humbly turn over our burdens to you, knowing that in doing so, you may call us to take action in your name. For those facing hardships, loss, and sorrow, especially in the wake of Hurricane Helene, we seek your mercy and blessings. For those whose lives are turned upside down by disasters, wars, and violence, we seek your peace and mercy. Help us to pause here and seek your love, a love that calls us into ministry to follow your heart, a heart that leads to justice and reconciliation with our brothers and sisters in Christ. For those who may be experiencing heightened anxiety in the face of an uncertain future, we seek your love and compassion, a compassion that aims to bring us together rather than tear us apart. For those who suffer under oppressive systems, we seek your forgiveness for any part we may have played and draw on your deep well of encouragement that would humble us and show us how to create a world where all your children can thrive. This morning, too, we ask for your healing and comfort for those who will receive these prayer quilts. May Vicki Testy and Michael Dennis feel the love of those who pinned and sewed and ironed these quilts. May they be encouraged by the hands who will tie knots and say prayers over these quilts as we leave the sanctuary this morning. And may Vicki and Michael be assured of the hope and strength God shares is wrapped around them. As we continue now in a time of silent reflection, you're invited to share your prayers with God. Consider the roots of your faith and how they are nurtured in this community. Offer your needs to God and open yourself to the Holy Spirit's response. Now, as a community of faith, let us lift our voices together to repeat the prayer Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
This morning as we come to the table, we know it is a table of grace, a table where all are welcome to come and receive. We come and receive the bread of life that was once grain that grew in the fields that had deep roots below it. And we come and receive the cup of grace, the juice, in some traditions the wine, but here we use the grape juice that was once grapes that grew on the vine that had a deep root system to grow up. And this morning when we come and we remember the story of Jesus. And we come and remember that Jesus gathered with his disciples the night before he gave himself up for us. And they broke bread and they shared and they dined. And so we remember. May the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth. Oh, you formed us in your image and you breathed into us the breath of life. And when we turned away, your love and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity and made a covenant to be our sovereign God, and you spoke to us through the prophets. And so, with you and your people on earth, we join the great company of heaven, and we praise your name and join in their unending hymn, saying, "Holy, holy, holy God, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest."
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when he would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. And so on the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread. He gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you and gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me."
And so in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving. We offer ourselves as a holy and living, heartfelt gift back to God in union with Christ's offering for us. And we proclaim the mystery of faith, saying, "Christ has died, Christ has risen, Christ will come again." Oh Lord, may you pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of the bread and of the cup. Make them be for us the body and the blood of Christ, that in turn we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all of the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with your Holy Spirit and your Holy Church, all honor and all glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. In a moment, you'll be invited by the ushers to come forward to receive the bread and the cup. You'll be coming forward through these side-angled aisles where there's going to be two stations there serving regular bread and the juice. You'll receive a piece of the bread and go ahead and eat that, and then you'll receive a small cup of juice. You can go ahead and drink that as well. Then please make your way to your seat by going through the center aisle. As you're passing through the center aisle, you'll see two baskets there. You can place your used cups in it. If you have needs for gluten-free bread, Deacon Loretta and I will be serving at the center station where there's going to be gluten-free bread and elements available for you. I'd invite our communion servers to come forward to be a part of serving communion, and then our ushers will direct you to come forward. The table is opened and all are welcome. Won't you come forward?
Thank you.
as I invite the ushers to come forward to receive this morning's offering, again, I want to reiterate that thank you for those pledge cards. As Joe mentioned, those are important for us to know and make plans for the future, and also to show us the support that we have. This congregation is exceedingly generous, and we are grateful for all of that. If you are a first-time visitor today, please know that your presence is gift enough for us today. And please allow the plate to pass by you. Put your connection cards in. And at this time, I'd like to invite Mary Kushner to come forward, and she's going to talk a little bit about Crop Walk.
I'm wearing my walking clothes early this year because you might have to see me in my Minion costume on Crop Walk Day, since we will be followed by the trunk or treat. So Crop Walk is in 2 weeks, two Sundays from now, and you have a nice informational sheet in your bulletin that helps to share about what CROP actually does. CROP stands for Communities to Overcome Poverty. By walking, we can help neighbors here and far away. 25% of our money that we raise goes to local organizations, which are the Torch, Food Truck, Bountiful Harvest, and Love and Inc. And they do a lot of good work right here in our community. The other 75% goes to our neighbors in the world who must walk for water, food, medical care, or to get to safety. We walk in solidarity, and the money we raise saves lives and helps to end poverty. One of my favorite stories about the Crop Walk, I've been walking for a long time now, is when we were walking in, my children were little, Greg got sent to Japan, and so I was alone with the kids, a two-year-old who I was pulling in a wagon, and my five-year-old and my seven-year-old daughter and her friend. We were in St. Joe, Michigan. Back then, the walks were 10Ks instead of 5Ks, and we were to walk from St. Joe to Benton Harbor. And after a while, as the police car following me with a wagon who was at the very end of a lot of people walking for CROP, the police finally asked if maybe they could give us a ride to the end. So we didn't quite make that one. Fortunately, the CROP walks have shortened to 5Ks, so it's not quite so far. And another favorite thing is we were talking about roots today and the roots that it laid for my own children. One of my favorite memories is when I called my son Charlie to ask if he'd donate to CROP. After many years of walking in CROP, he had just graduated from college and it started his first job, and he said to me, "Oh, of course, Mom. That's my October donation." He said, I donate to a different charity every month now." And I thought, "Wow, I think I did something right." But laying those roots helps our children. So remember that our kids are watching us as we get out there and walk and make a difference. So wear your costumes. Join us for the Crop Walk on October 20th and Trunk or Treat later on that afternoon. Looking forward to seeing you. Thank you.
Lord, we bring a small portion of ourselves to this offering table. Use what you have first given us, our time, our talents, and our treasure, to grow your kingdom through this church community. In your name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Dear church, may you go forth this from this time of worship with the God, love of God in your heart, the peace of Jesus always with you, and the power of the Holy Spirit helping you to go out and serve in his name. May your roots grow down deep, and may you be a part of helping strengthen the root system in others. Amen.
We are so glad you worshiped with us. We are a church that strives to know God, love God, and serve God. You were invited into this mission by worshiping, joining one or more small groups, sharing prayer requests, and becoming part of the community. We are one church with two locations. The Whitmore Lake campus is located at the corner of Main Street and East Shore Drive at 9318 Main Street in Whitmore Lake, Michigan. The Brighton campus is located at the intersection of Brighton Lake Road and Grand River Avenue at 400 East Grand River Avenue in Brighton, Michigan. Please visit us online at brightonfumc.org for details about in-person worship at both of our two locations. We hope you were blessed by this worship. Please click the like button, subscribe to our channel, share this video, and join us again next week.